The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We kick things off with the news this morning that the government have officially recognised the state of Palestine. Here is the Taoiseach, Simon Harris.
Recognition is an act of powerful political and symbolic value. It is an expression of our view that Palestine holds and should be able to vindicate the full rights of a state, including self-determination, self-governance, territorial integrity and security, as well as recognising Palestine's own obligations under international law.
That was the Taoiseach Simon Harris speaking a little bit earlier today. The former chief of staff for Donald Trump, chair of Actum Global Consultants, Mick Mulvaney, is with me. Mick, good to talk to you as always. What was your reaction when you heard this news?
Kieran, it's always a pleasure. I don't know how to describe it. Mild shock. Someplace between mild shock and outrage. It was very, very strange. Very strange. I'm curious to know whether or not your government had given my government any heads
with
up.
Kieran,
my government
Cuddihy
has been extraordinarily
with the MG
quiet
hybrid
today.
And electric
they put out a brief
range.
Statement, one line in responding to both you folks, the Spanish, and I think it was the Norwegians. Very muted response, which leads me to believe that this caught them by surprise. But again, I'm not in government anymore, so I don't have the inside information there. But I know there's a lot of elected politicians in both parties here in Washington, where I am today, scratching their heads over just what the heck happened.
And scratching their heads over the timing or the lack of a heads up or just the fact that they decided to do this at all?
All of the above. Again, I don't know about the lack of heads up, but if there was no heads up, that would add to the list, certainly. I suppose you understand the timing because Gaza is in the news. The big issue is why. With the ongoing difficulties with Hamas, let me tell you how this is going to be perceived by 90% of the Republican Party and 75% of the Democrat Party, which is it's going to be perceived as a recognition of Hamas. And I recognize the statement says it isn't that, that it's a Palestine liberation, Palestine Authority. But that's not how it's going to be perceived here. It's going to be perceived as a reward to Hamas for October 7th, that this would not have happened but for October 7th and for the Israeli response, and that therefore it's going to be perceived as a good thing for Hamas. And certainly Hamas has not been quiet about it today. They're crowing from the rooftops that this is a big win for them. So it's going to be a major, could be a very interesting St. Paddy's Day meeting in the White House, I think, next year.
Well, let's imagine for a moment it's your former boss, it's Donald Trump, in the White House for the St. Patrick's Day meeting next year.
Yeah.
I mean, how is he and how are the people around him likely to be reacting to this news?
Not very positively. I mean, like, I'll be perfectly candid with you. I enjoy talking with you and you. I have some good conversations. I'm not going to be chief of staff for the President of the United States if Trump wins. So this is purely hypothetical. But if I were sitting there, and I'm a big fan of Ireland, as you know. I served as the special envoy to Northern Ireland. I got close relationships in all of the parties in your government. But you have to return symbolism for symbolism. And there would be a conversation in the West Wing next year if I were chief of staff of Donald Trump saying, you know what, Mr. President, we might have to skip the Taoiseach meeting this year. We might have to skip the lunch with the Speaker of the House. And we know that's a big deal, but that's how big a deal this is. You have to match symbolism for symbolism. And right now, the biggest symbol we can send to you folks is canceling those meetings. Now, granted, that's several months off, almost a year away now. But that's the gravity, I think, of how this is being received in Washington, D.C. today.
There is an argument that what Ireland, Norway and Spain have done is just kind of been explicit about what everybody else is implicit about. You know, the two-state solution, which is the kind of preferred solution of successive U.S. administrations, implies two states. It implies a Palestinian state. You know, and that the Irish government have just kind of gone ahead and said, well, listen, we're just going to recognize the state. We accept that the borders and all, that's got to be settled. But, you know, we're saying out loud what everybody recognizes when they talk about a two-state solution.
Yeah, a couple different responses for that. Yes, you're correct. It's still the official policy of this government, of both parties, to support the two-state solution. That's Democrat and Republican alike. I think there'd be huge questions asked about the timing of this. Also, it's the official position of this government that the two-state solution should involve a dialogue between the two states involved and not be a unilateral action by third parties, which is what this is. So I hear what you're saying. But it does diverge fairly strongly from American policy, and that for the rest of Europe. I mean, yes, I recognize the fact there's more than 100 nations that that have already recognized Palestine, but none in Europe and none in the I don't think none in the G7, and I don't think any in the G20. I recognize you folks aren't in those yet, but that's the, you know, sort of the larger nations have been waiting to try and do something that includes Israel in the discussion and not sort of force something down their throat, which is, again, how this will be perceived.
The leader of the Green Party, Eamon Ryan, touched on this. He says, Palestine has every right to be recognised internationally as a state. It is only right Ireland should take this step today. We hope that more countries will follow us in doing so. I mean, is that a forlorn hope, do you suspect?
Sure. Well, no, I mean, who knows? My question is this. Okay, so you're recognising Hamas? I get the Palestinian Authority, who's in charge in the West Bank. I understand that. That's one issue. Hamas is the last elected government in Gaza. And by recognizing Gaza, which is effectively what you folks have done, you've recognized a terrorist organization as a legitimate government. And I recognize the language of what the Irish government put out. It says, no, it's not really that. But that's what it is. And that's how it's perceived in this nation. And certainly and critically, that's how it's perceived by Hamas themselves. You know, sometimes we do things that we look at the world through a Western perspective, and we say, you know, look, this is what we think is right. We don't think, you know, we're going to say, well, it doesn't encourage Hamas, but we don't look at the world through the eyes of the other folks. And right now, looking at this through the eyes of Hamas, this is a huge, huge win for them. And they are slapping themselves on the back saying we did the right thing on October 7th.
You heard that clip from the Taoiseach, Simon Harris. He talked about, you know, Palestine now having to meet the obligations of any state in the world. I mean, that's maybe another argument in favour of what the Irish, the Spanish and the Norwegians have done today. And the Israelis often talk about this. Why are we held to a kind of a higher standard or to a greater degree held to account than Hamas and the Palestinians? Well, maybe no more if you're kind of saying, right, you're a state, you guys now have got to play by the same rules.
Well, maybe so. Maybe we'll start by playing by the rules that says you can't hold somebody else's hostages. I mean, they're still holding hostages from October 7th. So you have to wonder, okay, let's work through a hypothetical. Maybe it would have made more sense for the Irish to say, you know what, if Hamas had returned the hostages, then we would have recognized Palestine as a state. That would have been nice. That would have been some leverage in the conversation. But you've gone ahead now and recognized them while they're still holding hostages, including American citizens, by the way. So I got to tell you, I think this was ham-fisted and it's not going to be well received here.
There'd be an argument. Again, some people, they're making it on the text line already. So the strong views coming in both sides, it has to be said. People kind of embarrassed by what Ireland has done, people celebrating it on the text line. That would suggest that, you know, the idea that you would make kind of statehood conditional is kind of a slippery slope. You know what I mean? Why not turn around to the Israeli government and say we're going to kind of withdraw recognition of kind of the state of Israel if you don't stop carpet bombing civilian areas?
Well, I think there might have been a very interesting conversation that if Israel had invaded another country and taken a bunch of hostages and raped and killed and murdered people, that you might say, you know what, we're going to withdraw our ambassadors. There'd be all sorts of diplomatic steps that you would take to protest that. So I think that would make some sense. That's not what happened here. This will be perceived by folks all across the spectrum as a reward to Hamas. And I cannot imagine that was the intent, but it's certainly that's certainly the net effect.
Mick Mulvaney is a former chief of staff for Donald Trump. He's chair of Actum Global Consultants. Mick, always a pleasure. Thanks a million for joining
us.
Michael in Paris says it's a great step forward for human rights. No reason to run it by the Americans or the UK first, since those countries are more interested in wielding power at a distance and making billions selling arms that are killing thousands of civilians. Bravo, Ireland. It makes me proud to be Irish today. Somebody else says they're absolutely disgusted with Simon Harris. All he has done today is show that Ireland has given tacit approval for Hamas terrorism. Not in my name. Mike Ryan, equally unimpressed. I am ashamed of Ireland today. We're such a naive gob, you know what, operating way above our pay grade doing this. We've just rewarded Hamas and we've rewarded the October 7th massacre. And this listener says, tell your American guests they will be on the wrong side of history in this one. The US giving money and weapons to Israel to keep the mass killing going. We all know Hamas are absolutely wrong, but you cannot blame the population of Gaza for this atrocity. And that from Mary in Donegal. Mary, thank you for the text.